is the Ned and Josh podcast. Hit 104.7.
Apparently, worker for Buckingham Palace has tested positive to the coronavirus. Was working at Buckingham Palace while the Queen was there.
Right.
Just for those playing at home, the Queen, 93 years old.
Not good.
No.
That's... Is she okay? Do we know?
She's fine. Okay, she's good. Been moved to Windsor Castle, apparently.
Right.
So that's another part of England with, lots another, of cases. Yeah. So, look, it's still, fine is a pejorative term. Because, at the same time, this is a little bit hairy for the Queen, obviously.
Yeah, of course,
she's
yeah.
a little bit worried, as she should be. She's taking lots of precautions, though. Lots of sort of basically not leaving the place, self-isolating, all that stuff.
Yeah,
a lot easier to do when you're in a palace.
Yeah. And you have people waiting on your hand and foot.
A lot of rooms you can go into.
Yeah.
I want to just touch on that for a second because the news websites, many of them being just beacons of responsibility during this coronavirus thing, have really played up the fact that this worker has tested positive at Buckingham Palace. Just do something for me if you're a bit worried about the Queen, Google Earth Buckingham Palace.
Mm-hmm.
Take a look at the size of that joint.
Yeah.
There is a chance this worker never came anywhere near the Queen.
Yeah,
technically could have been in a different suburb to the Queen while they were working at Buckingham Palace.
Do people think that like 10 people work at Buckingham Palace?
It's just a ragtag bunch of people. It's like a sitcom.
Yeah,
like, you get to know each character.
Yeah.
The Queen says g'day to everyone.
Yeah.
Oh, I dropped the coffee on the way in. Oh, buddy, Barry. Yeah. Not you again, Barry.
It's like the Brady Bunch. The majority of the people there are the family.
No.
And then you have one person who looks after everyone.
Alice.
Yeah, Alice.
And that's who's tested positive. Oh, no, not Alice.
Oh, Alice, what have you done?
Oh, what's your husband going to do? Whose name I can't remember, but you never see because you're always here with us. Jeez, I didn't think we'd get into some good top shelf Brady Bunch references this morning.
I'm
at
glad
12
we're
past
here,
six.
Though.
Oh, look, it's been a long journey to get here.
Yeah.
What's that? 431 shows.
Great.
Here in Canberra. Got to the Brady Bunch reference eventually.
Perfect.
The Queen's fine at the moment, everyone, so chill.
You're listening to the Ned and Josh podcast, Hit 104.7.
Obviously, a lot of tourism plans being shut down left, right, and centre. People had holidays booked. My sister was going to the States in like a month, and I was talking to her over the weekend. She's had to cancel like $6,000 worth of stuff.
That's
crazy. It's looking like she might get like 20% of it back.
Yeah, wow.
Certainly the least of the big picture problems at the moment, but still
not good.
It's a factor of people's lives.
Yeah,
a lot of plans have been thrown up in the air. There's a family that were planning on going to Disneyland, and the kids were pumped. They were pretty excited, and so the parents have gone, well, geez, this isn't our fault.
Off.
Yeah, the Disneyland's off. This isn't our fault, but we should do something as the parents to make this a little bit easier on the kids. And so what they've decided to do is recreate the Pirates of the Caribbean ride in their house. They're fully committed to, if you're unfamiliar with anything but the movies, the Pirates of the Caribbean is a ride at Disneyland.
The movies are based on a ride.
100%. And it's like a boat ride. It goes through different scenes of a pirate village. You get to see all this stuff.
Yep.
So they've gone room by room with like recreating all this. The kids
That's
are playing
adorable.
Pirates and they're pushing the youngest around on like a trolley room by room.
Yeah. You would want it to be Pirates of the Caribbean and not just regular pirates.
No, yes, that's
true. Like, sorry, kids, you've got scurvy.
Yeah.
You didn't eat enough oranges.
God, things are already bad enough.
Most of your fingers have fallen off. Oh, no.
You now work on this ship forever.
You're a deckhand. Yeah.
No, they're keeping it fun, which is good news.
Yeah.
More pirates with, like an eye patch and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
But look, I'm all for this. I just think... as a fan of Disney ride technology, I've watched the Imagineering story on Disney Plus.
Yep.
I just know the production value wasn't there. I know this family were half-assing it. And the kids are going to be... Honestly, this is a great idea because now when the kids finally do get to go to Disneyland...
This will be like...
They're blown away. It's going to be like, oh my God, this is so much better than the crap we were doing.
You're listening to the Ned and Josh podcast, Hit 104.7.
This just shows you how semi-charmed my life really is.
Okay.
On Friday, this is going to make me sound like a bit of an
asshole.
An anus.
Yeah, possibly.
But
we'll see how we go.
I'm doing this. Okay.
I did just think that myself as well because I know what you're about to say.
If you think that I sound like a jerk because of how insignificant my problems are, you were correct.
Mm.
B, I'm just trying to get our minds off coronavirus.
Okay, let's get into that.
I'm just throwing stuff at the wall, seeing what sticks. On Friday, I'm really second guessing. On Friday, I couldn't find my pen.
Okay.
And so I went to the staff room. Is it a utility room?
That's
I don't know what it is. Stationery cupboard. And I got a pen.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately for me, it was a blue pen. And I to write in black pen.
I know.
I was unnecessarily and unwarrantedly, which isn't a word, upset about this. I thought my handwriting looked like trash. I thought everything looked weird. It looked like I was writing like, it looks like, you know, when you're in grade like 4 and you have to, you don't have your pen license yet, and you have to write in pencil. That's what it felt like to me. Even though I was using blue pen and I usually like using black pen, this morning I can confirm, in the words of AC/DC, I'm back in black.
Fantastic.
Baby.
You got a black pen again.
Thank you very much.
Can I just quickly say, I am so with you on this. A blue pen now is offensive to my eyes. I need it to be, and this is just for the pen aficionados out there. My daily driver, I like it to be an Atlantis Bic.
Yeah,
a Bic Atlantis pen.
You got a Bic Atlantis?
I don't, because I've got them at home, but at the moment I'm using a what I can only describe as pure trash rollerball pen that is bringing out ink that is going all over my... Anyway, this is not the point. What we need to do this morning to take all of our minds of everything that's happening.
Yep.
13 10 60, blue pen or black pen?
Do you prefer a blue pen or do you prefer a black pen?
If you are a wild unit who prefers a red pen, almost don't want to hear from you this morning, but at the same time, it is a safe space, so feel free to call and let us know that you enjoy casually writing in a pen the colour of blood.
Yeah.
That's fine. You can feel free, but I think we restrict this mostly to, do you prefer a blue or do you prefer a black pen?
Do you prefer a blue or a black pen? And you know what? I will take like the ultimate... Like, do you ever write... You know how you have the four-pronged ones, the four-pronged? Is there anyone out there in their real world life that has jobs, pays taxes, that writes with green?
No, no. The only person that writes with green is the Joker. And that's the only person who does that. 131060 is the number to call right now. Let's talk about something that doesn't matter, but oh so does matter. Do you like a blue or a black pen?
Yeah.
Kristen's on the line from Gungahlin. How are you?
I'm not too bad, but I don't appreciate being called not normal.
Oh, well, I say, Kristen, wait, do you write with green?
Well, actually, I do write in green, and I do not mind being not normal. I prefer to be different and weird.
Okay, well, look, Kristen, I normally enjoy that attitude, but like the thing with the green pen is it's harder to read in certain circumstances.
What are you writing, Kristen, in green?
I'm writing notes from scenes and sites that I visit and stuff.
Okay, right.
Lovely, lovely.
No, not bank checks and stuff.
No, I was going to say, but can you write that?
No.
Okay, good.
I think there are some government forms you actually can't fill out in anything green. But like blue or black.
I would imagine, is green kind of like invisible ink if you photocopy it?
I have no idea. Natalie's on the line right now from Melbourne. How are you, Natalie?
Yeah, good. How are you?
Oh, not too bad, thank you. What's your preferred colour when it comes to pensmanship?
Look, it might be a bit controversial for you two, but I avoid black and blue wherever possible.
Really?
Oh, my God.
What do you use then? If you avoid black and blue, there's nothing left. What do you use?
I supply my own pens at work, so it's very recent. And I have a plethora of pink, purple, green...
Do you just go based on mood or the first one you pick up? How does this work?
Well, I usually have a colour coding system. So if I need action something, I'll quickly pick up my green pen and that's my go-to for that.
But I don't mean this to sound insulting, Natalie, and I really don't want it to be because we need to come together as a people more than ever.
Mm-hmm.
But are you a kindergarten teacher?
No, I am not.
Because that would make sense to me. If you were like colour coordinating green, like, all right, and naps in blue, I don't understand.
This is fantastic. I like the organisation behind it. Still, though, I can't imagine filling out a licence application in pink, but that's all right. May, wrap this up for us. What colour are you using?
I use green.
What's
happening? All right, then.
What's going on?
This is a...
I don't want to make it sound trivial, but we've got bigger problems in the world than coronavirus. Why is everyone using green pens?
I used to use orange, but it doesn't show up well on, like, pink Post-its.
Oh, okay.
What world are you living in, mate?
Oh, my God.
Were you writing...
This is fantastic.
How are you using pink post-its?
Just a little bit of a final message to pretty much everyone listening, apparently, this morning.
Why so serious?
This is so bizarre.
You're listening to the Ned and Josh podcast, Hit 104.7.
In news that is... Not what I was expecting to see this morning, but obviously, of course, they've shut down production on Home and Away.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. No update yet. Much like the NRL and the AFL, No update yet on what's going on with Neighbours, but They've shut down production on Home and Away.
All of the bombs in the world couldn't shut down Summer Bay and them blowing up the whatever
I thought
it was.
You said something else then. I was like, well, I guess they are a bit surfy and stuff. I don't know if that's what they get. I don't think they ever get into that on the show, though.
No. Right. Yeah, it's a very unseen side of Home and Away.
The bombs. Because there's always a bomb threat. Yeah, you're right.
Someone's always planted a bomb somewhere in Summer Bay and it's going to blow them up. That wouldn't stop it.
No.
But the coronavirus has. That should show you how serious this is.
No, I think, and this is my thing with this at the moment, is I didn't realise that, obviously, you don't think about it when you watch TV, but that's hundreds of people's collaborative efforts to bring that.
Yeah.
So there's like, it's such a, there's a lot of people on a set.
Yep.
So they're having to shut down all these productions of all these movies. So they're pushing movies back, obviously, because cinemas are shut down as of today. Mm-hmm. They're pushing movies back, but not just that, they're actually pushing filming movies back.
Yep.
So my concern for this is obviously The Batman, which is filming at the moment,
They've closed
production
down.
On that.
Yep.
My bigger concern, though, is what if you're filming a movie right now, and I saw a photo of me from like 2 years ago just then on Facebook. I've aged horribly.
Yep.
What if this goes for a year, and then by the time you come back and you're an actor, you look completely different to the half of the movie you've already filmed?
Yeah. It's funny because...
like you just go, geez, that car drive home for this character... He saw some stuff on that car drive home.
They've just started filming Mission Impossible 7. Won't be a problem for Tom Cruise. He's looked the same since 1994.
Actually, yeah, we need to cast actors whose faces haven't changed for 30 years.
Yeah.
You're listening to the Ned and Josh podcast, Hit 104.7.
We promise you, one of the only places on earth that is completely COVID-19 free is the Ned and Josh non-corona adorable newsroom. It is huge. It is a massive room. We are trying to fill it with as many stories as we can that have nothing to do with coronavirus, but everything to do with adorable animals.
Exactly right. And today, I bring you a story from Southwest China.
Okay.
It involves 14 elephants. Okay. Mm-hmm. 14 elephants wandered into a village of the Yuhan province. Okay? Mm. They were looking for some food. They were pretty hungry, as elephants would be.
Yeah.
They're enormous.
They're huge.
They went looking for some corn, and they went into a field. Now, I know that we said that there was going to be no coronavirus chat in this, but I think the fields were left
unattended. Yep. Okay, right. Well, there you go. I did say this would be the completely
but that's
disappointing,
it.
Mate.
I'm not talking about this at all because I don't... That's not what I want to talk about.
What's happened
the
in the
fields? The elephants went looking for corn.
Mm-hmm.
But instead of corn...
They found the mother load. They found a corn field.
Instead of corn, they found 30 litres of corn wine and drank it all.
Oh, my God. Really?
They were so drunk that they got so drunk. Now that I'm saying it out loud, it's exactly like Dumbo.
Mm-hmm.
They got so drunk that they walked into a nearby tea garden, like there was just tea leaves and stuff, and they all passed out.
They just fell asleep.
And there's a photo of like 14 elephants just like asleep in this tea garden because they're all so drunk.
Might be like the last beer garden on earth.
Yeah, that's
it's just a bunch of elephants asleep in a tea garden.
Yeah, I liked it. I like that elephants and my dad have the same thing. They accidentally drank too much and then they went for a wander somewhere and had to sleep in a backyard.
Had a little bit of a nap.
Just like, if there was a hammock, an elephant-sized hammock, I would assume that these elephants were named Greg Brewer.
I don't know why you're putting this on your dad, not just yourself, because that's also what you're doing.
I
can't believe, too, that we've tried to bring a story that's adorable and cute and you've managed to bring this to mind. Elephants on Parade is the scariest thing Disney's ever made.
It's
and
adorable
now that's
in real
all
life.
I'm thinking about. Oh my God. I'm more freaked out.
That was the Ned and Josh podcast.
For personal injury compensation, there's one team that gives you more. Visit MEJ.com.au.
Hit 104.7.